You have a Bible tonight, you'll find our text in the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians. Thank the Lord for buying me, paying the price for me. You ever been in a Walmart line and realized that in your buggy you had junk? And you went ahead on and bought it anyhow. I've never done that. I've got home before and realized that I had gotten junk. Never did I realize it before I paid for it. He was in the checkout line, realized he's buying junk, and paid for it anyhow. Can't beat that. I love it, don't you? We began this morning preaching on a subject that I know nothing about. And I hope by Wednesday night that you arrive at the fact that you know nothing about it. And the subject is the subject of humility. Humility. It's the only thing about me that God would ever be drawn to. He says that he is the high and lofty one, and that he dwells only with those that are of a humble and contrite heart. I realize that is the only thing that would draw God to America tonight. He's not drawn to us because we're a Christian nation. That may repel him tonight. We're full of religion. But he's only drawn to our humility. My people, which are called by my name, would become a Democrat. Oh, gracious, no. It's got nothing to do with it. We'd humble ourselves. God would be drawn to us. Of course, I mentioned this morning, I mentioned again tonight, humility is not easily defined. And so we must go to the scriptures where it is either mentioned or demonstrated. Find out what they're doing in that area so I can see when humility is being lived out in my own life. So we're preaching in these days on living little in a big world. Peter mentioned it in 1 Peter chapter 5, and we found this morning that living little in a big world will demand out of you and I casting, placing all of our care upon the Lord. Tonight, we go to Philippians chapter 2, where Paul mentions the word of humble or humility. Let's find out what's going on in this setting tonight. Verse number 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he, there it is, here is this mention of this word again that some of us wish we could cut out of the Bible. He humbled himself. Please, how would you define humility? Notice the next phrase. And became obedient. I want to preach tonight on living little in a big world will demand out of you and I obeying. Of course, you know, I know many of you say, bless God, I feel like I'm obedient. Sure enough, God's process of obedience is, we'll see in this text tonight, that you must go low before you ever go high. You must get down before you ever get up. And I know I'm speaking to people tonight that's far more advanced than I am. Many of you already have your halo. You've got your wings on order. But I struggle with that process of down before up. Low before high. And I think if we would be honest tonight, many of us sitting right here, if you're not yet struggling with that, wait around. The process is coming. And if God cannot humble you tonight, He does have another instrument. It's a derivative of humble. It's called humiliation. He will bring you low in order to bring you high. Living little. I was interested in this little word in verse number 8, obedience, a very interesting word. It means to have a keen ear to detail. Have a keen ear. You're talking about this ear, preacher? Oh, God forbid, no. Talking about this ears down here in your heart. Haven't you always wondered if Jesus, when he was here upon the earth, that there had been some kind of nuclear program and the people had drank the water and they were all born without ears? Because he constantly said every time he preached, "He that hath ears, let him hear." Surely he wasn't talking about these ears, was he? Oh, some of you can hear well here, but you ain't never heard nothing down here. You say, preacher, does God talk to you? Oh, yes. You mean to tell me, preacher, you've heard God up there? Oh, no. But I've heard him so loud down here, I thought I was hearing him up there. Keen ear to details, the little word means, but this, and a heart to submit to those details. As we begin to look at this text tonight, our Lord's obedience tonight, you must go low before you go high. You must go down before you go up. As we look at it tonight, I notice in verses 5-7, Jesus is obeying. Involved a practice. A practice. The Bible says, who, being in the form of God, that little word there means God in focus. Nobody's ever seen God before. He's a spirit. But if we had an instrument tonight and could fine tune God in and could see God, what we would see tonight is Christ Himself. He is God in focus. He says here in the text that He did not think it was robbery. Did not sneak around. I'm going to try to sneak around. I'm going to beat God today. I'm going to have to sneak up on him. No! He's God and didn't feel like he had to sneak up on nothing. Huh? Don't care what the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, or the Muslims says. He is God. There is none else to him. He was in the form of God. The scripture says in verse number 7, but he made himself of no reputation. To empty oneself of their identity. Man, I hear Baptists all the time say, I tell you, they have hurt my reputation. Sure enough, you got one, huh? Your Savior never had one. He said he give his up. This would be a good night for you to give yours up. But it's awful deep. I don't know if you can get this or not. You'll have to get low to give that up. Huh? Since he made himself of no reputation. reputation. He gave up his identity. The Bible says that he humbled himself in verse 7 and was made in the likeness. Time out. Hold on. Surely God Almighty is not going to go that low. And became a man. Wow. He who was everything became nothing. He who was the high one became the lowly one. Don't miss this. He who was deity became dust tonight. Oh my. Please tell me tonight that my God did not become a man. Oh, could you possibly get any lower than that? I assure you tonight, he's going lower. Because see, tonight, you got to go low before you go high. Watch the text. Not only Jesus' obeying involved a practice, but I notice that Jesus' obeying involved a position. Not only did he become a man, but I notice in our text in verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the... It's bad enough that he would become a man. Surely he's not going here. He said he became a servant. It's an interesting word this morning. The little word is lackey. Fetch it, boy. Welcome that. I tell you one thing, bless God, ain't nobody wiping their feet on me. Sure enough. Why wouldn't you want to be a welcome mat? I hear tell if you're a welcome mat, you get to lay at the door. What's the big deal about laying at the door? Jesus said, I am the door. Well, I'm a welcome mat. Get to lay right there in front of him. What a better place would it be? He's become a servant. Doulos, one that had no rights, one who had no choices, one who could own no land, one who had no will of his own. Hear people all the time talking about they got their free will. Hey, let me give you mine and then you'll have two of them. Because mine's never taken me to God. It's always taken me away from God. He said, not my will, but thine be done. He's a servant, a doorman. I was thinking about this thing, a servant. If you've got your Bible there just for a second, don't take long to do it. Psalms 40. The Old Testament days when a servant was set free and he realized that his master was a good master, he would often come back and say, I want to continue to be a slave to you. And so he sets him free and now he becomes a bond slave, a willing servant. They would take him. You see these old boys and girls, they just racked the whole bottom of their ear out and they just, the whole bottom lobe is open. They put those big old things in it. They just all it out. It's all gone. That's what they did to a willing slave. Watch the text. The psalmist is talking about Jesus. Verse 6. Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears, I did not know if you'd see the S or not. A normal servant only got one ear. He said, my father did both of my ears. He says, wherever they looked at me from any direction, they would see that I was a willing fetch it boy for my father. Wow. Surely that's low enough, don't you think? Oh no. He's going lower. I was wondering tonight, not being nosy, God forbid I'd stick my nose in your business. How low are you willing to go tonight to find God? How much lower is he's going? He's become a man. He's become a servant. But oh, watch this next step. His position. You got your Bible there. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 10. Oh, he's going lower. Oh, you can't go up.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. I want to see Jesus. I want to go up in the rapture.
You ain't going until you go low.
Amen. Why, yeah. Right. Why, yeah.
Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, we're struggling with the process tonight. We don't like it. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to. What? I thought being a man was low enough. Being a servant. Now he says he wants to be a minister. I know you think that's a reverend. It ain't. It is our little word, table waiter. Table waiter. Preacher, are you talking about the feller or the gal that comes and takes your order, and if you do real good, you get a tip? Absolutely not. I'm talking about the boy or the gal after you're gone. They got the little towel in front of them, and they got the little cart, and they come and clean up the mess that you left. All the cracker crumbs that your silly youngins left under the table, they get that. That's what he says I want to be. One who cleans up messes. Wow, he sure has ministered to me on numerous occasions. He has come and cleaned up my messes. Oh, he was a man. Oh, he was a servant. And now a minister. Surely he won't go no lower than that, will he? Look back in our text in the book of Philippians. Not only did Jesus' obeying involve a practice and a position, but it involved a price. Bible says in verse number 8, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. Surely he is not gonna go there. I can see man, I can see servant, I can see minister. Surely he is not going to go there. That is as low as you can get. Death. You say, what's the big deal for God to die? This is awful deep. I don't know if you can get this or not. Maybe over your head. He ain't never done it before. And I assure you tonight, make yourself a note. This is not the death of a saint, absent from the body, present with the Lord. It ain't that death. It is the death of being separated from the Father. That, my friend, is awful.
for him to go into the cold darkness of death, to go, oh, it was all right for him to be a man or to be a servant or to be a minister. No, 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 don't go there. It's too low. Death, I tell you tonight, you cannot go up until you go down. You're listening to me tonight. We struggle with this. Surely, preacher, this will be as far as Jesus takes it. He won't go any lower than this, will he? Oh, yes. He's going lower. Watch the text. The Bible says, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, came obedient unto death, even the death of them. Surely he will not allow in his sovereign order and control of everything, he will not allow that to happen. It would be like you witnessing to the gal down at Walmart and telling her, I'd like to tell you about my Savior. He died in the electric chair. I'd like to tell you about my Savior. They hung him by his neck down at the courthouse. He's my Savior. I'm talking about dying the death of a hardened criminal. Wow. Surely, surely, surely. He'll not go any lower, will he, preacher? Oh, yes. He's going lower. Watch your Bible. If you've got it there, Ephesians chapter 4, just a couple of pages to your left. The Bible says in verse number 9, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first? What? He went as low as you can possibly go. He went all the way to hell tonight. Wow. I don't know how you feel about it. That's pretty low. You say, what's the big deal about that? Because he went as low as he could go, his Father is going to take him as high as you can get. Are you listening to me tonight? You'll never go high until you go low. You'll never go up until you get down. I noticed that Jesus' obeying involved a possession. Look back in Philippians chapter number 2. He's gone as low as he can get. He's done man. He's done a servant, a minister. He's did death. He's done the cross. He went all the way to hell. As low as you can get. Look at verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. I was studying that little phrase, highly exalted. It means to set one on the edge of infinity. You can't get no higher than that. He is at the top. There's no further distance to go. Went as low as he could go. Now his Father. I don't know about you tonight. I'll not speak for you. I want to be extremely careful in the days to come in struggling with the lowering process, bringing us down. He may be fixing to bring us down as a nation. Don't struggle with it. If you'll cooperate with it, we may get to sit on the rim of infinity. before this is over. Well, that would be an interesting seat to sit in, wouldn't it? He says he has highly exalted him. He's given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He has set him on the rim of infinity. Every knee will bow to him. You either bow here, you either get low here, or you will get low there. I am, please forgive me, I am a Fox News junkie. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching Fox News when Ill Boy interviewed, he's been on there several times, SEAL Team 6. And the reason why I was interested is because my son is a chaplain at the base where SEAL Team 6 is located. But he's the man that killed Bin Laden. And he said that night when he went up the steps, Bin Laden was sitting in a chair in his bedroom watching Fox News. And he said when he stood up, reached for his gun, he says, I put 3 bullets in his head. And he said, we wrapped him in a rug that was on the floor. And we sat there and watched Fox News. And they said on Fox News that we had got him. And I looked over and said, we got him. But I got to thinking about Bin Laden. All of his entire life, he's been raised believing that when that life left his body, he would be granted a palace with 75 virgins where he would live all eternity. It's appointed unto man once to die. After this is the judgment. I wonder what it was like when that life left his body and he was escorted to the edge of infinity and found out there was a Jew in charge over there. Rut-row. Can't you hear the sweetness of Jesus? I can hear him calling, friend, I'm going to have to send you to hell. But he said, before I send you, he said, you're as high as you can go right now. He says, I'm going to send you forever as low as you can go. But he says, before you go, I want you to bow your knees. Confess that I am the Lord. I can see those old Muslim knees begin to tremble as he bowed his knees, said, thou art the Lord of lords and the God of gods. You can either bow in humility and obedience to everything he wants out of you in this life, or he will bow you later at a coming date. I'm telling you tonight, living little in a big world demands obeying. Keen ear to details and a submissive heart to those details. I close by reading a verse, if you have the Bible there tonight, John's Gospel, chapter number 8. We was talking today about Brother Randy Kilby.
I've been meditating for several months on a little song he sung the night before he died. I learned a lot in that song. I learned in the first verse there is a call to littleness. He says little is much when God is in it. He says in the harvest fields now ripens, there's a work for all to be done. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest field, calling you. God is calling his people tonight, legitimate people, to get low, to decrease, to humble themselves. There is a call to littleness. But I learned in this song there is a conflict in littleness. He said in the second verse, when the conflict here is ended, and our race on earth is run, he will say, if we have been faithful, welcome home, my child. Well done. It's going to be a conflict. Hey, don't you get fuzzy. Well, man, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to decrease. I'm just going to get little. I'm telling y'all, hell's fixing to break out if you get that mentality. Amen. Devil don't like that. I notice not in that song, not only is there a call, there's a conflict to littleness. But the songwriter says there's a ground for littleness. He says, little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. He says, there's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. There's a call. God's calling some of you to decrease. He's calling some of you young people not to want to make money, but to give your life to God. He's calling you to give up your possessions and run to him. Get smaller. What in the world I want to do that for? So he'll take us high on the realm of the universe. Little verse in John chapter 8. I was wondering how you stack up with this verse. Verse 29. He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. You ever see words in a verse you wish they wasn't there? I wished he'd have left out that always. Because I could have applied my 60-40 life and said, pretty good old boy. 60% of the time I please the Father, and 40% of the time I please me. He had to stick that word in there. Always pleases the Father. When I was in Bible school in Greenville, South Carolina, a couple there in the church, he was the music director, she played the organ. They wrote a little course while I was there in Bible school. The little course says, obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key. Do it immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way. Show that you believe. I'm here tonight to tell you this. Self-sufficiency is a terminal disease. God is calling tonight for his people to be God-dependent people tonight. And the only way we can do that is to get low, to become little. There must be less of us, more of him. Amen. Living little in a big world demands obeying. Would you stand tonight? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Pastor's coming.
He's going to tell us what to do next.
Brother Brian, slip up if you will. Find me trust and obey.
No other way.
No other way to be happy. No other way to be humble. No other way to be exalted. See, in the text tonight, our Lord was not about reputation. He was about reality. We don't need a reputation of being humble. We need the reality that we're humble. Only one way, trusting and obeying. We'll sing a verse or two out of your heart as we sing on the Lord. You mind the Lord tonight.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His
word. How's your trust?
What a glory.
How's your obedience? Worship requires open hands and an open mouth. So, well, I worship, preacher. I raise my hands down yonder church. I shout. If your hands are open and your mouth's open, but there's not humility in your heart, it's not worship. It's rotten, stinking pride. I mentioned the men in the prayer room. Brother Tom referred to it and quoted it in the message tonight. Of those of a humble and a contrite heart, he looks that way. He's focused. He's drawn to. He's drawn to those who humble themselves before him. I'm interested in his gaze setting upon us in these days. But we got to get down. We got to get down. My, how I appreciate the preaching of the Word of God. As Brother Wade would say, that'll live. That'll live. That'll live. And you know, best I can tell, he's preaching on a friend. Humility is a friend, but pride's an enemy. I pray I'd be a friend unto him. Father, I thank you for the day. Father, I thank you for the truth of the Word of God that the man of God has brought unto us. And Lord, you've got him in this place at this point in time, on time, on purpose, that we'd hear from you, O God. God, I pray, O Lord, I pray, O Lord, in these days together, we would bow down and humble ourselves before you, O God. Lord, it's not one way for you and another way for us. So may we quit trying to take the shortcuts and the big trails. Lord, I pray you'd rest the man of God tonight. God, you'd get him ready for tomorrow night, Lord. And I pray you'd allow us to see it. Lord, I thank you for the truth of the Word of God we've heard this day. All for your honor and glory and namesake, we pray. Amen and amen. Shake hands, you go. Young people, get over to the fellowship hall right quick.